All right. Let's fucking get this shit done, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good and confident about this one. Feeling cocky as usual. And honestly, like, I guess I had to get back in the flow or maybe the rhythm, man, because if this episode is like the third or fourth one out, like, if you haven't gotten four or five episodes before this one, then I'm sorry. Those were probably shit. Maybe I talked a lot too. I have talked a lot, somewhere around 15, somewhere around 20-minute episodes, but honestly, like, things did not feel the same. It did not feel the same like the beginning of the second season or the ending of the first season, right? And fuck this seasonal shit, man. I'm gonna do this whenever I want, like I said. But regarding this, even the year is coming to an end. I got a lot of shit to reflect on, and this year has been good. Has been good to me. To a certain point, maybe. Sure, there has been some downs, rough times. Lost a lot of close people too. And especially like those people who I looked up to growing up, or who taught me something when I was young. I lost a lot of people like that this year, but this year has been very, how should I put it? Very enjoyable yet humbling. It felt like a year which was filled with predictable, but things which were predictable, but which you could not handle even if you predicted those kind of shit. But it was a good year overall. It was a very good year for me too. And even on my various interests in life, various aspects in life, and all those other shit, it was really nice though. And coming on, we have to go on to like certain topics, let's say. Let's put it that it's usually topics, right? So we're going to like certain specific topics, but it'll be just a compilation and like a reflection of the year for me. Where should we go to? Maybe sports, eh? Sports has been kind of rough, man. Kind of rough. This year it's been like kind of sketchy. Every sport I watch, it's like the season in the beginning was like wow, the middle of the year was like eh, and the ending is like 50-50. It's gonna be wow or it's gonna be meh, right? From motor racing to combat sports to fucking esports too, and everything has been so unpredictable. But the main thing is like during the middle of the year, a lot of interest was lost in between because things just got so boring, so predictable in like the sporting seasons. The good teams were like up there, the bad teams were not even winning a little bit, so it was like so predictable, and betting was becoming boring and shit like that. But now it's fun. Now it's getting fun again. It's getting unpredictable, and can't wait for like the new year to begin for the next season of whatever is coming, from F1, MotoGP, UFC, boxing, esports, from even in esports like Dota, CS. Oh my god, there's lots. And talking about esports, even OG, the new guys, the fucking kids made it till the second round of the lower brackets. I guess they were in the upper brackets, but they got crushed by Tundra. But Tundra were unstoppable this year. They had form, and happy for them, man. All of them are like quite old players and vets of the Dota community, so well deserved too for how they played. They totally dominated the scene, man. But coming back to OG, it has been like nice to see the young ones make it out. Freaking 17, 18-year-olds performing so well on the highest stage of Dota. And even like, I'm pretty sure next year the team may not change and they will win some fucking majors and maybe make a comeback to a TI, man. The third title is coming home to OG. Y'all wait and watch. OG is going to be the fucking only fucking organization to have 3 TI titles. They are the only ones to do it back to back, and they are all going to be the ones to have 3. Just watch it. And I hope like the team progresses. I just want to see the old players back. I just want to see Big Daddy and Jerex back. Very honest, I don't care about the others as much, but I want to see No Tail and Jerex so bad, like playing for the team, representing the fucking colors again, right? But oh well, it has been a good season for like the Dota teams too, and basically that's the favorite esports team no matter what, right? Even CS, I don't even watch CS as much. I watch a lot of Navi gameplay and stuff, but regarding CS, even in majors, I root for like OG CSGO, and I'm not much of a fan about other professional esports teams. Sure, personal players and individuals with like certain skills are a lot of interest too, but not like particular organizations. Like I said, Navi CS is like top tier, so like I'm always on to that, but the rest is just like meh. I'll watch some highlights of some people, not even into that kind of scene, right? So well, even regarding all my other gaming shit, that's the main thing. And even coming to the point of like multiplayer gaming, I'll be very honest, like multiplayer gaming is dying. Some say it's dead, but it's literally dying. Even on the servers, like the servers where I play, it's all dead. PUBG is dead, DayZ is dead, Dota 2 is dying. Like the players come back for the nostalgia, some are just addicted like since 2013 and shit, but everybody knows like multiplayer is dying, and everybody's switching to like mostly single players or like franchises which keep changing, like COD, right? COD, like they bring out another version every 2 years, or even in a year's gap they make another version. And Call of Duty, like the Modern Warfare 2, the new one is gonna be fucking lit, and can't wait to play that too. And people have been moving on to like mostly single player, and maybe even the entertainment genre is gaming entertainment genre is more on the single player, right? Because of the storylines and shit. But maybe it's just a phase, we never know. Maybe the gaming multiplayer gaming platforms will be like better again. Gaming should be like, in my opinion, gaming should be about the community, right? What everybody wants, not what the company thinks will make some money, because single player games are fucking expensive, dude. Call of Duty is like almost, even in the pre-order, it's around 4,300 rupees, I guess. Sure, that might not sound much like in dollar terms, like $50 and stuff, but fucking hell, and 4,000 rupees is a lot for a game which you'll like play through in an hour or two, right? Not an hour or two, but you get what I mean, right? You'll just play through in one sitting or stuff, right? So it's kind of difficult to do it, like to keep buying single player games. Even Gods of War Valhalla is coming out, and that shit is gonna be lit, man. That shit is really gonna be lit. I have been a big fan of the God of War franchise since the PS1 days. Been playing it from PS1 to PS2. I played it till PS2, and it was like nice till that point. And when I look back, when we look back at the graphics and stuff like that these days, it's like so shitty, right? But the game developers and the people behind that, like they did a really good job during that time. And right now with Gods of War Valhalla, I fucking want to try it, man. That is going to be sick. I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey and skipped that older God of War. What was it, though? Where he began his Norse storyline. But where Kratos began his Norse storyline, but I instead switched to Assassin's Creed Odyssey just to get that old Prince of Persia vibes. But seriously, I can't wait for God of War Valhalla. It's gonna be lit. And by the time this shit comes out, it will be out and I will be playing it. And hopefully a review will come. A review will come for God of War and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. But let's see how things go. I am getting like, the buzz is getting kind of rough for me already. I'm stuttering a lot, and y'all know I stutter a lot when I buzzed or high as fuck. But I'll try to keep shit on track. And coming back on track, like for gaming, sports, I guess that's it, right? Esports and gaming. I'm not gonna shit talk on mobile gamers or mobile esports leagues or whatever for today. We'll keep it for another day. And fucking thumb bangers, I still fucking hate y'all, man. Pieces of shit. On your mobiles trying to act like you're some but tonight is not the night. We'll continue some other day on that, but I got my eyes on you, man. And I got a lot of shit to say about your fake ass. So so coming on sports again, let's talk about like a little bit of motorsports too, man. It's been a hell of a season for F1 season for Red Bull. I used to watch F1 a lot, even from like childhood when I was in like the first or second grade. We used to go from a bus to school, so even in the bus we used to fucking put our, we used to sit in front of the next to the driver. We used to take out our boxes and like act like we're fucking driving and holding an F1 steering wheel, right? That was the kind of shit influencer. But always been an F1 fan, always been a Schumacher and Ferrari fan for a long time. But slowly, slowly growing up, I came like early 2010, 11, became a fucking Red Bull fan. And Sebastian Vettel really made me a diehard Red Bull fan. I used to fucking drink Red Bull every fucking day just because I used to like the F1 team. Yeah. That was a crazy time. And till date, I am a fucking Red Bull fan. I stopped watching F1 around 2016, 17, I guess, mid-season somewhere, because Mercedes were like dominating so much it became boring. And only every weekend it was like 1-2 Mercedes, 1-2 Mercedes, and that continued for a long time till last year, where Max Verstappen gave fucking Lewis and Mercedes a run for their money, and we fucking won that Drivers' Championship. And this year we clinched the Constructors' Championship too. So, such a nice moment in F1, and such a happy year for us, man. Sure, I'm not even a part of the team, but that's my team and I support that team, so I'm gonna call them us, right? So it's been nice. It's been nice for F1. And it's been a nice year for that, the team in particular, and even for the fans and everyone involved. It was a really nice F1 year. But MotoGP, I do not even want to start about it. And fucking, we had Yamaha had a fucking 100, around 138 or 128, I'm not sure, but that was the lead they had with about 7 or 8 races remaining. Sure, Fabio was doing his best to like maintain that lead, and we are not talking about Constructors' Championship, we're just talking about drivers, because Yamaha is not even the fucking Constructors, man. I know Franco Morbidelli, I love Frankie too. He did a very good job with Petronas and that satellite team. And he rode very well to come in second in the Drivers' Championship too. But, and even being a student from the Valentino Rossi Academy, like the hype is there, the belief is there. But 2 years in, that dude is bullshit, man. For every weekend he'll finish below P10, he'll finish around P11 to 15, and I'll say it was a good weekend, the bike felt good, next weekend will improve. Fucking hell. Did he even score points in 5 races? I'm not even sure, but Yamaha is like not even participating in the constructor, and you need fucking 2 riders, not 1. Fabio can lead the individual rider championship as far as he wants, he can take it to 200 point leads or whatever, but Yamaha is still gonna fall behind Ducati and Honda. Fucking even Suzuki, man. And Suzuki has left the MotoGP. Yamaha needs to figure that shit out and kick their second rider, man. I love Frankie, not gonna lie, I love Frankie, but maybe somebody better to ride as the second rider, somebody older, a senior maybe, as people usually do. But hopefully things get better for Yamaha next year. We already lost the drivers to Pecco Bagnaia in Valencia. Fabio needed to get like a P1 and Pecco had to finish below P10 for Fabio to win. It came down to that, so tight, man. Even the points came down to that. Just imagine from having 100+ lead to coming down to the last race, man. You think Pecco would finish below P10? Like, he was winning every fucking race, or not winning, but he was dominating every race by the end of the year, man, on the second half. So that was not likely, and Pecco won his first MotoGP championship, and sure, Ducati deserved it after so long, and even Pecco deserved it, but Yamaha needs to figure their shit out. Always been a Yamaha fan, I will always be, because you of Rossi and everything, but it's sad to see like your favorite team lose on something which they could have done so easily, right? Sure, easier said than done. We ain't no experts, we are just fans at the end of the day, but those problems seem so simple for us, right? It's so emotional. Sports, motorsports, whatever, it's so emotional. And it's so like, what do we say? It's something like you get attached to so bad. And even the UFC, and lots of great fights this year. Lots of fucking great fights. UFC and boxing. Even one had a lot of great fights. DJ got fucking knocked out, but he came back in the second round, second fight. And I even forgot that Brazilian's name, but fucking hell, he came back with a knee. That was so good. And even the sad thing is to see Tony like getting loss after loss. It's like so heartbreaking to see one of your favorites getting beat up the way they are getting beat up too, right? Tony Ferguson has not been the same since Justin Gaethje. If y'all have been noticing that is reality. We always expect him, like, with his social media posts and shit, like every time it's like better and better, but Nate and him had a really good fight, and we love fucking Nate Diaz, man. Nate and Nick, CBD, weed boys, man. Cannabis boys, those are fucking professional fighters on weed, man. And you got to say shit about weed, suck my balls and suck their balls too, man. But it's been a nice year, even on fighting terms and boxing terms. In boxing, it's been so controversial. We knew that Anthony Joshua and Usyk would fight a second time, but after that loss, everybody was expecting like Fury to fight Usyk, but such it. Politics is politics, right? And we've been not, I don't know who else, but the people who are into boxing and shit, like, we've been waiting for a fucking heavy, undisputed heavyweight champ since like 2000, who knows how long, but 2018, since 2018, the chances were like so likely for Tyson Fury or Anthony Joshua to be the undisputed champ, but due to politics and like the money regarding pay-per-views and shit, nothing happened. And even fucking Canelo lost to Bivol, man. Dimitri Bivol, but Dimitri Bivol is a fucking class act. Hell of a gentleman. And he dealt with it so well. And to like dominate Canelo in the way he did, and fucking respect. He is definitely on like a hot streak. He's champ for a reason, man. Don't sleep on the nice guys. Nice guys also win. Nice guys are also badass too, man. Dimitri Bivol, like, literally, he turned me into a fan. Later on, I guess, nothing much developed, like, big. Tyson Fury fought, like, Derek Chisora, and that was so one-sided. Fourth round finish, stuff like that. And, hey, Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia is, like, building up. And if y'all know, I don't think, like, for real, that's not gonna happen, I think, because Gervonta signed with Floyd's TMT, and TMT signed with Showtime, and Ryan Garcia is signed with Golden Boy Promotions, and Oscar has a deal with DAZN. So who's gonna fucking host that pay-per-view, who's gonna fucking put it up, right? Showtime or DAZN? That's one problem. They say that it's fine, they figured it out, all right. That's one problem. And one thing, Ryan Garcia, I'm a fan of Ryan Garcia, the Flash King Rai, right? He's freaking fast. Got the personality, got the charm, he's a vibe. But Gervonta's on another level, on another planet. He's a fucking Mayweather prodigy. And I will always be on the TMT. I will always be the TMT fan, man, because Mayweather, he is the GOAT. Whether people like him or not, he is the one who made the most money. He's the one with the 50-0 record. Even though he's fighting YouTubers like Logan Paul, Deji, and kind of shit, he's just doing it for fun and making money, and he's living life to the fullest. But with his professional record, it's like 50-0. He's the GOAT. People will say whatever, and with the money he's made, that's the respect. And the way he's trained, like Devin Haney and Gervonta Davis, it's crazy. I don't think like Ryan Garcia will be able to take Gervonta, because the way Gervonta knocked out Rolly Romero, like Rolly was like the favorite. To be honest, I was also sketchy on supporting Tank, but at the end of the day, Tank broke him down, man. Tank just waited for his move and broke him down, man, with that left hook. Hella good, man. Hella nice fights this year. But let's see. Hopefully, we'll see Alexander Usyk versus Tyson Fury for the Undisputed Heavyweight. We'll see Devin Haney versus Teofimo Lopez for Undisputed Lightweight. And we'll see Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis. And let's see what weight they fight at, because most probably it'll be somewhere where they both are comfortable and don't lose any titles, because hey, money, man, both of them are money. At the end of the day, whoever you're supporting doesn't matter, it's the money that's being made, man. And hella good, and the money is hella good for them, and people deal in millions. Someday we will too. But oh well, I've been ranting a lot about sports. I should like reflect more on like business side and shit like that too, man. Coming to like regarding business wise and stuff, I had my merch running, and honestly we were supposed to drop a winter line, but I feel like it's not the time. It's too early for me to be like doing consistent merch drops. Sales are there for you. I don't mind, sales are there. But the thing is like, it's a really small thing. For me, I do not care. Like I said, it's not about cloud, it's not about shit. And why the hell should I force like my two to 3,000 listeners to buy some shit, right? Once or twice every month. That's the fucking problem. I do not want to do that. So maybe we will grow a little more before dropping more merch. Everything is ready. It's not a problem about that, but let's just grow a little more. Let's not push like aukaat mein rehna hai na bhai. That's the thing, right? You gotta stay at your own level. You just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it, right? Just because you can afford to fucking fly across the world doesn't mean you have to fly across the world, right? That's the main deal. And every day we're learning, every day we're growing up, and wise choices will make shit better in the future, and I'm totally all for that. So sorry if you're disappointed on the merch line and stuff, but we're working on some business stuff. I am gonna bring you the stoner stuff for real, whatever it may be. It's coming soon. I know I've been saying it for long, but I am also a perfectionist in my own way, and if it's regarding me, I want it to be really good and I want it to be tip top. So please be patient, and please, when it comes out, I hope you all will get it and enjoy it. It'll be affordable, high quality, everything. Stoner shit, papers, bongs, glass pieces, and hopefully one day when everything is legal, my own weed in a fucking jar, and for you, home delivered for you, ready to smoke. And that'll take a long time, and right now let's work on the legal stuff. We're working on the legal stuff. I'm working with a lot of CBD brands, and y'all know, if y'all on my socials, y'all know how things are going down with them. I'm working with a lot of glass bong making, pipe making brands, and we're getting deals done. And 2023, we're gonna rock this shit and we're gonna shake the cannabis game up. My game has been off, even with the podcast. I know my game has been really off because, to be honest, I've been so busy, not just busy, man, just tangling myself up in shit which does not require me to be tangled up then, right? It's just causing me problems plus lack of lack of time for what I want to do. So but you live and you learn, you do it and you learn. So I know what I'm supposed to do, and hopefully I can focus more on the podcast and doing what I want a little more in the coming time. But for real, things gonna shake up, man. This year has been so good. This year has always been so good regarding work-wise, regarding everything, man. Made fucking lots of investments. I fucking invested in 3 music videos, co-produced 2 music videos for like artists. I don't need credit for most. I took credit for 2, I guess. And even the most credit I took was like put my logo for fucking 2 or 3 seconds at the end of your video. That was shit. And I only did that for 2. And for 3 more, I just gave the investor and I'm getting my returns back. And it's worthwhile. Very fucking worthwhile. Smart choices, man. And this, I hope this vibe, this energy, my hype will continue for next year. And next year I've got like fucking more bigger plans, bigger things to do, man. The calling, your calling is higher because your path is difficult because your calling is higher. And I really take that shit, and shit ain't easy, even regarding friends, family. Just to do your own shit, you've got a lot of problems in your day-to-day lives, in your personal lives, but it's about fighting it through and making out, grinding it out, man, and facing all problems and shit with friends and family too. At the end of the day, who comes out on top? That's the main question, and I ain't gonna stop until I'm the one who's on top, man. Y'all just wait and fucking watch. Because I know there are a lot of doubters, I know there are a lot of haters, and some people know I can do it, but they just don't want to see me do it too. I know that too, man. Don't worry. Good things take time, and y'all may expect results so early and shit, but it's good. Things are good, things are worthwhile, and I'm gonna make sure that it's always gonna stay worthwhile for me. It doesn't matter for anybody else. It just matters for me and to the people involved in my life. Like, people who are always around me, supporting me, doing all they can to help me. It's all for them and me, man. I do not care about no followers, no clout, people who listen or whatever. The reality is people who are close and people who will give you the respect you give them back. That's the only thing that matters in life. It ain't the money, it ain't the time, it ain't whatever. It's being treated the way you treat other people. That's the main shit, man. You treat other people nicely and other people should treat you nicely. That's the thing. Respect over anything and whatever, man. I got a lot of haters, and very honestly, even fucking people who have my number, they will silently hate on me. I know that. I can see through all your BS, man. Honestly, don't push my limits. I may be a nice guy to you, I may talk to you nicely, but hey, fucking hell, I am also a fucking piece of shit, man. And I can be really selfish and I don't care about what you'll do, man. If you ain't afraid to die, I ain't afraid to die, dude. So let's fucking go if you wanna go, right? So don't push my limits. Let's everybody be nice to each other to a certain point, even though we don't like each other. Or you don't like me. I don't care about you, but if you care, like if you don't like me and stuff, that's what I mean. Because I could care less, like literally. I got all the shit in life that's gotta offer. And I could literally disappear tomorrow, delete all my socials, fucking hell, not even go out of my home for the rest of my life, but I'll still be well off. I'll still have everything, whatever. I am blessed for that. And I'm sorry if it sounds like bragging, but just for the sake of like to show some people, people think like it's so fucking easy to get shit, right? No, we grind our stuff. We grind our way through it. And regarding like family and stuff, family may be well off, but no, is your fucking tera bab dega tujhe ganja phukne ke liye paisa ban ki lore. Fucking hell, you gotta fucking work for that shit. Now you ain't gonna like expect your like fam to give you like stuff to indulge in, to wait, to spend your health on. Forget about the money, to spend your health on and your well-being on. You think your fucking mom and dad is gonna pay for that? You gotta pay for that shit on your own. And people think it's so easy, but it's not about comparing. It's neither about comparing or explaining yourself, because the more you compare and the more you explain, the lower you get. But sometimes you gotta fucking burst that bubble and you gotta show people their place. Even though it may be not in a nice way, it may be in a rude or harsh way, but somebody's gotta do it, and I'm gonna do it, man. That's why I'm the fucking high creator. But, oh well, the episode has been, like, evolving and evolving, and I think I've taken this shit long enough. And regarding guests, people have been asking about guests too. I have episodes, fucking 5 episodes recorded with guests. But like I said, Gucci Almighty is gonna be the first. And after her, it'll become, but we haven't recorded that. And it will take some time. Please be patient. Just enjoy the shit. Just enjoy me ranting, man. And I will be back with better stuff. I will bring you all better content, better energy, better topics. And let's have some fun. Let's fucking have some fun. Hopefully this episode makes it out by the end of the year. And if it's out by the end of the year, I'll see y'all next year. Next year is gonna be a banger. And if y'all down to enjoy, and if y'all down to win with me, we will fucking win together. But, oh well, I guess I should be wrapping it up. But if y'all down, buy some old merch. Some merch is still there. A little bit of my old merch is still there. Go follow thc.x.littlesolutions to buy your merch. Just DM to order. And everything is free. Shipping is free. High quality, I assure you. You give me the money, I will give you the quality. And to, like I said before, this merch shit is not even for me. It's for the partner, like the store I'm partnering with and stuff. I get like fucking 5% of profits. I don't even care about the profits. So, like, please, you are helping somebody else instead of me. And hey, you're getting a cool t-shirt with my branding and my fucking quote on the back, man. So get one, you will like it. Get one. THC merch is live and it'll be there for a long time. And I am saying "and" a lot, right? Oh my god. Oh well, it's been a long episode, man. Share this with someone who might enjoy it, or if you think somebody needs to listen to my shit, do share it. I don't care, like, I'm not asking you to like put it on your status. Share it to one person who you think should listen, and if you think no one should listen, don't, man. I don't care. It's good. At least you did, and you made it this far. I appreciate that. This shit is not for everyone. I get that too. If you are into this and if you are here, I really appreciate it. And if you're just coming here to hate it too, I appreciate that too, because every listen gets me fucking money, man. You're getting me paid even just for hating, man. So good for you, good for me. And this has been the THC podcast. I've been your host, High Creator. And I'm your host, High Creator, and I will always be your host, High Creator. There's nobody gonna be doing the same shit as me, man. For real, bet on it. But this has been another episode. This has been a banger. I do not know if this will make it out, but if it does, I hope y'all enjoy it. I hope y'all keep listening to it. All my links will be down on my bio, my link tree on my bio. Check it out. Check the description out. Check for links. Follow up on my socials and keep your notifications up on whatever platform you're listening to. Just keep it up, because like I said, there is no schedule which I will be uploading my shit. So keep the notifications up and help me get some money from this kind of ranting too, man. Laura, ataganta kuntuan yenya misamji kota gurgo. Aiyah. But oh well, I'll see you on the next one. This has been fun. This has been good. I'm getting back in my groove and mood to start ranting normally without that nervous, shaky voice. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.